get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hillbilly Horror Stories presents Eerie Encounters.
My nightmare started many years ago. It was 1990, I think. It was the night before my high school graduation. Me and several of my friends decided that we wanted to end our high school days with something stupid, something that we would remember for the rest of our lives. Something we could look back on in 20 years and laugh and ask, what the hell were we thinking? All I can say is, be careful what you ask for. We decided our last night as high school students, we would do something that none of us were ever brave enough to do our whole lives. We were spending the night in the old Robertson House on Elm Street. Now, if you're not from Sycamore, let me describe the old Robertson House. We've all seen the Addams Family House. Well, the Robertson House looked much worse. The wood was darkened with age. The windows were the old lead-type glass, so they too were stained with age. Vines overgrew the house, and it looked like they could be blood vessels of the house. It was a place of nightmares. The ghost stories were no different. They were just as dark as the soul of the house. The stories go something like this. A long time ago, the house was the most beautiful house in the town. It was the house that everyone wanted. A true public display of wealth. You know the story. It's the same story as every other town. The town's biggest house was built by a doctor who had built it for his new drop-dead gorgeous wife. Then they had a child who tragically died. But this house is different. It's not the local town urban legend. It actually happened. You can actually go to the library and read the article from the newspaper back then. I'm not going to bore you with all the details, but yes, the little girl died, and the rumors have it that she's still in the house. Well, or at least her spirit is. And we wanted to find out if that was true. But here's the catch. Very few people have gone in the house, and those who did were never the same and refused to talk about what had happened. So the night came. Robert, Mike, and myself all agreed to meet in front of the house. I was the last one to show up. To be honest, I was last because I backed out. But at the very last moment, decided that this would most likely be my last big memories with my best friends. So I manned up. We all met up just outside the old gate and must have talked for probably 20 minutes. We were all just stalling time. We really didn't think this out much, and we were all just a tad bit nervous. But we all gathered our nerves and bravery, and we walked through the gate and up the porch steps. In true horror movie fashion, each step made the stairs creak. All that was missing was the horror music in the background. We all got up the stairs and were facing the wooden front door. We argued about what to do next. I got tired of stalling and just opened the door. To my surprise, it was unlocked and opened straight up. I'm pretty sure my face showed a scared, surprised look because that's what was on Mike and Robert's faces. I grabbed my flashlight, turned it on, and slowly walked in. It would have been a nice touch if the door slammed shut behind us, but it didn't, and we were all able to walk around with dry pants on because of it. It was pretty uneventful. We walked around the house just exploring. We went from room to room, opening each door and walking inside each room. We even joked about finding lost treasures and started looking for those loose floorboards and peeking behind pictures on the walls. Soon we had completely forgotten about being scared and ignored all the horror stories that we had heard. I even got a little cocky and taunted the spirits of the house. I walked to the bottom of the staircase and yelled up to the top. I don't remember exactly what I said, but it was something along the lines of, "I'm not scared of you. You hear me? You're nothing. Show me you're here. Show me." I challenged whatever was in there. That would be something I would regret later that night. But in the meantime, nothing happened. At least I didn't see or hear anything. To be honest, it was quite uneventful most of the night. Around 1 a.m., we all decided it was time to find a place to settle in for the evening. Mike and Robert wanted to play it safe and stay in the living room, close to the front door. They wanted to make sure that they would have a fast getaway if needed. Me, on the other hand, I wanted to take full advantage of this opportunity. I said we should go find a room on the second floor and sleep up there. After a long debate, I convinced the other two that my idea made more sense. We wanted to make one last memory. Staying close to the door wasn't going to do that. So they gathered their sleeping bags and slowly followed me to the staircase. I'm not going to lie, I was pretty scared myself. I just had to make that first step on the bottom stair. Why was it so hard? I suddenly forgot how to climb stairs. Well, until Robert pushed me forward and said, "Go on, this was your idea. We'll follow you." With a second helpful push from Robert, I was able to get up that first step. But that doesn't mean the rest were any easier. What seemed like an hour, but in reality was only a few minutes, we all reached the top. It was at this point that I knew we had made a bad decision. Everything felt different. The air, the atmosphere, the energy, everything. We all felt this breeze blow by us, but it felt like it had a slight electrical charge, we'll say. It could have just been our pure fear, but we didn't feel alone up there. I shook it off, and I began walking in the hallway to the left. The other two guys followed. I opened the first door we came across. It was actually pretty nice, but it was just too small. I closed the door and opened the second door. This room was amazing. It looked untouched, as if someone was still living there. The large bed was made up, and there wasn't much dust on the furniture. It even had its own bathroom. At that time, I didn't know if the plumbing worked, but I doubted it. I told the guys that this was my room, and that they can check out the other rooms and pick one to stay in. To say that they didn't like that idea would be an understatement. Again, I convinced them that this is the best way to experience something if anything was here. I told them I didn't want cowards messing it up for me. Again, against their best judgment, they just nodded and walked off. I closed my door and I started walking towards the bed to drop my sleeping bag and stuff off. I heard the guys open several doors and eventually settle in for the night. After unrolling my bag on the bed, I crawled into it for the night. Once again, I decided to challenge whatever ghosts were in there. I said out loud, "If there are any ghosts in here, I'm asking you, show yourself to me. I'm not scared of you. If this is your room and your bed, you know I'm sleeping in it tonight. You want me out? Move it." After that, I laid there for a short while, but it didn't take long for my eyes to get very heavy and start to fall asleep. I'm not sure exactly how long I was asleep, but I was awoken by Mike and Robert screaming for me. It sounded like they were being murdered. Now, I've never heard them scream like that. I started to panic. I heard one of them scream my name and demand help. I grabbed my knife that I had hidden in my bed, and I crawled out as fast as I could. I ran towards the door when suddenly what felt like a brick wall hit me and threw me back. I must have been thrown backwards 10 feet. But I didn't have time to think about that. My two friends are screaming for their lives in the rooms down the hall. I jumped back up, ran back towards the door, but once again, I was met with a force I couldn't see. This hit was harder and threw me back even further. Out of frustration, I screamed, "Let me out!" I could hear my friends possibly dying, and something was keeping me from saving them. I got up, ran as fast as I could in hopes that maybe I could outrun whatever was in there with me, preventing me from leaving. I wasn't surprised when I hit the invisible brick wall again. I screamed, "Come on! Let me out! My friends are dying! They need me!" It was at that point that I saw what was blocking me from leaving. A white mist came out of nowhere, and it started to flow into the form. This form turned into a human-like silhouette. Within just a few seconds, there was a little girl, or at least the spirit of a little girl, standing between me and the door. I cried, "Please, please let me out. I need to save them." The spirit just looked at me, saying nothing. I screamed, "Please, listen to them. They're being ripped to shreds. Let me save them." The little girl just shook her head no. I felt my blood pressure rise and my temper explode. I screamed at the top of my lungs, "You have no power over me. Let me out." The little girl looked over her shoulder. She looked scared. She turned back to look at me and put her finger over her lips, telling me to be quiet. I screamed, "Like hell, I'll scream until you let me out." Again, the little girl looked over her shoulder with fear in her eyes. She looked back at me with the fear still in her eyes. Again, she put her finger over her lips. Something wasn't right. This time I took her warning, but it was too late. My friends stopped screaming. I assumed they were both dead. Things got quiet, almost too quiet. But that silence was broken by the massive collision on the other side of my door. The spirit looked at me, pure fear in her eyes, and faded away. It was at this moment that the door exploded, throwing shards of wood toward me. The air filled with a heavy, thick, dark feeling. A feeling of hopelessness and pure evil. As the dust cleared, a massive dark figure slowly walks into the room. I heard a thunderous boom every time that demonic beast took a footstep closer to me. The beast suddenly lunged towards me and hit me with a blow with so much force that I was thrown backwards into the wall, making an indentation in the wall. The beast started to run towards me, and I swear the whole house was shaking with every impact of its clawed feet. I struggled to get back up on my feet due to the wind getting knocked out of me. I reached up for the closest thing to get me some leverage. I was able to grab on to some thick curtains and lift myself up. As I did this, the curtain pulled the curtain post from the wall. As the curtains came down, the morning sun split through the darkness of the room like an arrow through the air. It was morning. As the sunlight filled the dark room, it was now the beast showing fear. As it scrambled to find any darkness or shaded area to hide, it simply vanished as fast as it had shown up. I quickly ran out of the room and headed towards where I thought my friends were. I opened and checked every room. I couldn't find them. There were no signs of them anywhere. No bags, no blood, nothing. I was thoroughly confused. I ran back to the room that I was in and grabbed my stuff. I ran down the stairs and made a beeline for the front door. I don't even remember opening a door as I ran out and down the old wooden steps. When I got to the gate, to my amazement, there was Robert and Mike. They were there, in front of me, alive. Mike looks at me and says, "Dude, you look like you've seen a ghost." I asked both of them what happened to them last night. Why were they screaming and why did they leave without me this morning? Robert looked at me confused and said, "Dude, it was your idea to go in there alone." I said, "What?" Robert replied, "The three of us got to the gate, where we are now. You told us you wanted to do this alone and to meet back up here at 7 a.m. So here we are." The look on my face must have been priceless. I just simply turned around and looked back at the house. My eyes made it to the window where my room was, and in that window was the little girl with her finger over her lips telling me to be quiet. Then slowly the beast faded out of the darkness behind her, and that's all I remember. I must have passed out because when I woke up, I was in my bedroom laying in the bed. I wanted one last memory before graduating. Next time, I'll be careful what I ask for. The story was sent anonymously from Texas. You have been listening to Hillbilly Horror Stories Presents Eerie Encounters. If you have an eerie encounter that you would like read on the show, please send it to hillbillyhorrorstories@gmail.com.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.